Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It's Tuesday, the 17th day of February, 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to have wide open phones in the first 2 hours. In the third hour, we got Greg Palast coming back on the show, award-winning BBC investigative reporter, best-selling author, to get more into our government helping arm and cover up the proliferation of nuclear weapons components by Pakistan, but also the smoking gun evidence of Bush lying about his military record. So that's coming up in the third hour. In the first 2 hours, we're going to have wide open phones, any issue you want to discuss, any news item, anything you want to go over. Coming up, two more GIs and a U.S. civilian killed in Iraq. This is every day now. This is out of the Star Bulletin. Genealogists call Bush and Kerry kin. Now, I'm confused. Reuters says they're third cousins. NPR says they're distant cousins. And this article says they're 16th cousins. So I don't know. I'm not a genealogist specialist, but from what I've read, most of the Skull and Bones members are related on multiple sides of their families. So we'll go over that. Also, Kerry would be third richest U.S. president in history. That's not true. The real money, like Bush and others, hide their true wealth. I'm not saying having wealth's bad, but the way they got it is bad. Bush, for the third time, has now released his full military record, but they wouldn't let the media leave with copies of it. We'll go over that. We already have the military record. He was AWOL, folks. Also, surplus Army vehicles find new life in era of homeland security. They say since 9-11, they're arming and militarizing your local police. They were doing this at least a decade before 9-11. But again, now that the police state's in place, they go, oh, it's because of 9-11. But it has nothing to do with keeping you safe and everything to do with oppressing you. What is it they're planning that they know we're going to resist? Also, new scholarship created for whites only from CNN. A student group at Roger Williams University is offering a new scholarship for which only white students are eligible, a move they say is designed to protest affirmative action. And I agree with what they're saying. Also, Schwarzenegger urged to arrest San Francisco mayor. Group says Newsom should face prison for false marriage licenses. We'll get to that. From the Daily Texan right here in Austin, Army agent questions law students. You have military intelligence officers walking around, cornering people here in Austin, all part of living in the new third world system. Also out of AFP, give police Star Trek-style weapons, says senior officer. They've got these little, well, wait till we get to it. It is science fiction, but here we are in 2004. Also, doctors who carry guns and make arrest. A couple sue over police raid. Bush was arrested for cocaine in 1972. We'll get into all of it and a lot more here on the show today. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. But the first thing I'm going to cover when we get back is Prime Time with Diane Sawyer last night. When we get back, I'll go over it. I got very angry. Something I've been doing more and more these days. When I got home at about midnight from working on a new film, my wife had recorded it for me, and so I sat down and watched the interview with Mel Gibson, and I've got some comments on this when I get back. I've got some very serious comments about Mr. Foxman and others who are a pack of liars, and I am sick of them. So that's coming up as well, and we've got to expose these organizations that are trying to destroy the First Amendment here in the United States. So stay with us. I'll discuss that when we get back, and then we'll go to your calls and all this news. Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes, wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now 8 minutes and 25 seconds into this first hour of global transmission against tyranny. In defense of liberty, we're going to have wide open phones. We've got Greg Palast coming back on with some of the new revelations inside the New World Order in the third hour. Toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Last night, I went and worked on a film that I'm putting together, and at about midnight, I got home, and my wife had taped Primetime with Diane Sawyer for me because Mel Gibson was on the show, and I wanted to see what they tried to say about The Passion and what his response was. And my wife had just let the tape run, so I had 2 hours of shows on there. And so I just hit rewind and sat down and started waiting for it to conclude its rewinding. And I got impatient and hit play, and it stopped on Abraham Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League, which is really the Defamation League of Freedom. And it stopped on Mr. Foxman and saying how scary the film was and how scary it was that these Christians were crying and everybody was so silent after he snuck into a screening of it. And Mrs. CFR Diane Sawyer said to him, she said, well, is Mel Gibson anti-Semitic? Is his film anti-Semitic? And he said, no, it's not, but it's still dangerous. And I said to myself, what a liar. Because this guy has gotten all over television. I've read his press releases on this show 4 or 5 months ago, where he said, there is no doubt, Mel Gibson is an anti-Semite. Mel Gibson is bad. This film needs to be boycotted. And I thought, man, I hope Mel Gibson responds to that. So I rewound it to the start of the program. And sure enough, Mel Gibson brought up the point. He said, you know, it's funny. These people are saying I'm not an anti-Semite now, and this film isn't anti-Semitic, which I'm not, he went on to say. But they sure have been saying it a lot leading up to this. But think about this. You make a movie about Jesus Christ, and from the clips I've seen of it, I mean, it's very cinematic, incredible cinematography. I can't wait to see it. I've already bought tickets. And you would have thought Diane Sawyer was talking about pornography or something. You know, ooh, this is so, you know, this movie's so dangerous. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, all these people discussing it and admonishing us that we shouldn't be anti-Semitic and you know, when we watch this, and, well, are the Gospels accurate? And, well, some historians say they're not. And this is in a country where we've got naked people dancing around in gothic simulated orgies during the halftime at the Super Bowl. This is a country where children's programming is promoting homosexuality, sex, period. I mean, I don't have to go over how corrupt the media has gotten. But they're not concerned about that. They're concerned about a movie about Jesus Christ, word for word, out of the Gospels, even put together in the same language used at the time, Latin and Aramaic. And so I sat there and watched the prime time with Diane Sawyer on ABC News, and she sat there with a dirty look on her face, and Mel Gibson would make little jokes, and she would just sit there giving him a dirty look and obviously putting him off ease. And I talked to Hutton a few days ago before this aired, Mel Gibson's father, who's, again, just an expert on the New World Order. We really respect his opinion on this. He said, well, I don't want you to talk about this on air until after it airs, but after it does, you know, you're welcome to. They interviewed Mel for 3.5 hours and then ended up, I guess, about 12, 15 minutes, I didn't time it out, where Mel's actually talking on the screen. And he did a great job. I mean, most people, if they talk for 3.5 hours, the news media is going to find something damning to use against them, but they were unable to do that in this interview. But Hutton told me that Mel told him that he said, you know, when this comes out, I think I'm just going to go hide somewhere because of all the heat that's been on me. And I think I'm going to hide somewhere where nobody can find me. I think I'm going to pitch a tent next to the weapons of mass destruction, wherever they are. And, you know, I predicted on the show yesterday without stealing Mel Gibson's lines that would never be in the piece. But imagine being interviewed for 3.5 hours and then having it condensed down to just, you know, 15 minutes or so. I'd say less than 15 minutes. But to see Mr. Foxman of the ADL get up there on television and say, no, Mel Gibson isn't anti-Semitic. We've never said that. And this film isn't anti-Semitic. But then just a few months ago, he put out press releases. You can read them at the ADL website saying Mel Gibson isn't anti-Semite. Mel Gibson's bad. This movie's bad and should be boycotted. So there's no credibility with the ADL. And I'm sick and tired of the ADL. I mean, if somebody's got real Nazi ties and really is a racist, they leave them alone. But pro-gun groups, land rights organizations, Christian organizations, anybody really out there doing anything wholesome is demonized by these people, and I'm sick of it. And I don't think that the ADL and the Simon Wiesenthal Center should be representing Jews. I don't think Jews should put up with them. I don't think the Jews should let them be their spokesman. They've lost a bunch of lawsuits for slandering and libeling people, and they're sure to lose more. I mean, I've had the ADL attack me. And listeners, you know that I don't really criticize Israel much. I don't ever go after Jews on this show. I go after some of the corruption in Israel, but I'm not going after Jews individually as if they're bad themselves. But the media moguls and the people that run the ADL and the Simon Wiesenthal Center, I mean, I've seen them. They had a listing called Digital Hate 2000, and it listed mainstream gun organizations. It listed, musicians who we've played on this show, nothing about race. And they count on the public just being ignorant and not researching it and not finding out what a fraud it is. Now, why is the ADL backing off now, and why is the Simon Wiesenthal Center backing off demonizing the Passion? Because their lives didn't work. It blew up in their face. Mel Gibson traveled this country from end to end, screening the film to hundreds of large crowds, and when people went and saw it, Paul Harvey and others went to see it, they said, I don't get it. I don't understand how this is anti-Semitic. In fact, the ADL has now injected that into the debate where if somebody watches it, that's all they're going to be thinking about now. In fact, the ADL is actually creating a overall dislike of Jews. So if anybody is hurting Jews, I'd have to say it's the ADL. I mean, people would have gone and they made a good point in the piece, one of the pastors they were interviewing, that when Christians see a cross in major surveys, they feel, you know, love and compassion and Christ's sacrifice, and that when they, quote, interview Jews and they see a cross, they feel threatened and that it's, you know, this bad symbol. And that's ridiculous. Mrs. Council on Foreign Relations member, Diane Sawyer, Mrs. Anti-Gun, who's been caught, you know, putting out all these stilted and manipulated news pieces. She said, well, what about Hitler? You know, he said Passion plays were very useful to, you know, show that Jews are bad. And Mel Gibson came back with the best answer. He's so smart. He said Hitler was an occultist. Hitler was a devil worshiper. You know, that's what I say to people who call into this show and like Hitler. Hitler was a devil worshiper. Hitler was part of the Thule Society. Hitler was part of these Skull and Bones organizations that were founded in Germany. That's the facts. And 99% of people you talk to don't know that about Hitler. In fact, the ADL and others prance around talking about how Hitler was an example of Christianity targeting Jews. And I resent that. I resent them saying a devil worshiper represents Christians. Adolf Hitler was an occultist. And you notice you don't hear the ADL going after George Bush and John Kerry, who were members of an organization, Skull and Bones, at Yale, part of the German Illuminati, who publicly, it's come out, have Nazi flags and Hitler silverware and dine off of it. And I mean, they were Nazis before Hitler was even born. So that's the reality, my friends, of how crazy the mainstream media has gotten, where every form of debauchery and corruption and filth can be all over television, but somebody makes a wholesome film, a historical film, about the last 12 hours of Christ's life and is demonized for it. But it shows that the propaganda didn't work and it's blown up in their face. And now they're having to back off because when people go see it, including Jews, they go, this is ridiculous. This isn't anti-Semitic. You know, Jesus Christ was a Jew, and he was killed by the corrupt 501c3 government-run churches of the day, which is what we're fighting today in the Protestant church and the Catholic church, with all of our institutions being taken over by these people. Being taken over by the Pharisees of today, whether they're Jewish or German or Chinese, being taken over by establishment lackeys. So if you want to talk about the primetime piece, you're welcome to. But notice that a lot of what Mel Gibson had to say that was really important didn't make it into the cut. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I don't know what I'd do without my wife. She called me during the break and said, honey, I didn't tape the entire primetime piece. I guess a few minutes of it, VCR was stopped or something. They did leave the quote in about the weapons of mass destruction, which I couldn't imagine how they wouldn't, so I guess I was wrong when I predicted they wouldn't. You know, out of 3.5 hours of an interview, only 15 minutes of it or so. I mean, what an amazing quote that Mel Gibson was going to hide out in a tent next to the weapons of mass destruction after this movie comes out. And that quote was in there. So now, of course, I don't have it on tape. I have most of the interview on tape. Hopefully, if somebody's got it, you'll send it to me. But if you do have any comments about this primetime piece that aired last night, you can call us at 1-800-259-9231. So, again, that's something I'm happy to be wrong about when I said yesterday that I didn't think that they would put that quote in there, and they did. And so I didn't talk to my wife about the show this morning, and then I was on air going, well, they didn't put that in there. And then she calls me and goes, no, we just didn't record the whole thing. It was in there because she watched it live when it aired. So I'm glad to be wrong about that. I'm glad that the CFR member Diane Sawyer did not cut that out. I'm going to hide out next to the weapons of mass destruction where nobody can find me. You know, I wouldn't count Lord Bush out yet. They may dig up those weapons of mass destruction any day, though. They just dug up a MiG last week, and I have no doubt that Saddam didn't have some of those weapons. In fact, UN had been to hundreds of sites, declared sites of weapons of mass destruction. So there are weapons of mass destruction in the country. They just can't use that against Saddam because I have video of those weapons of mass destruction with U.S. markings on them. All right, we'll go to the loaded phones, Jay and Gary and many others that are patiently holding, and then we'll get back into the news. Let's talk to Jay in Colorado. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I was just thinking, when I was in high school, you know about that V8 or the Channel 1 the kids are watching? I remember they had it when I was in high school.
They had it when I was in high school. Demonizing guns, pro-world government, yes.
Yeah, I can't remember what was on it, but I remember it all being a lot of politics. So isn't that what they do in them other countries? They can only watch what they want them to watch?
Basically, that's it, yes. But it doesn't really matter, Jay, because almost every channel you flip to, you know, has the same propaganda script that they're reading off of.
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying my point is that they're doing it in this country to our kids now.
Well, they're doing it to adults, too. If you watch the nightly news, if you watch the nightly news at 5:30 on ABC, CBS, and NBC, it's generally the same stories in the same order with the same sponsors.
No, I agree with you, yeah. It seems to me we criticize these other countries for doing it, but doing it here.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Jay. Let's talk to Gary in Ohio. Gary, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, a couple of quick thoughts on the interview last night. I watched the piece. I was actually very pleased with the results. I was surprised. I noticed that Diane Sawyer, I swear, she kept baiting him with these kind of questions. I get thinking about Hitler and all that. And it's like, well, because he kept coming up with some brilliant answers. It's like you're mentioning with the weapons of mass destruction. But it just is. I got kind of like, I wanted to hear what he had to say, but I really didn't want to hear what she had to say, you know? The questions were just, I don't know, was it me or some of the questions seemed like they were really off the wall?
They were, and it was an attempt to try to trap him, and I think that she failed miserably. And I hope somebody's got the full tape, because I just found out we didn't even tape the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so, I'd like to have that on tape, that weapons of mass destruction comment.
That was brilliant. I just laughed so hard when you said that because the look on his face and everything. Well, you'll see it when you see the tape.
Yesterday, and I'm rarely wrong, but I was predicting, I said that Diane Sawyer would probably not put that clip in there. And, of course, I couldn't tell you what the clip was because I didn't want to steal his lines. But notice the parts that I did see, that I did get taped, is where you have Foxman saying that, you know, they're not saying Mel Gibson's anti-Semitic, and then Mel Gibson goes, well, that's funny, you know, all I've seen is these people saying this, and now they're having to back off. So Mr. Foxman is a liar, because I've read his press releases where he said that Mel Gibson's bad, and Mel Gibson's an anti-Semite, and he's sure of it, and there can be no doubt of it. Why do you think the ADL is now being forced to back off? That was a question for you, Gary.
Yeah. There must be like somebody getting pressure on them or something. But you notice they love Arnold.
They love Arnold, yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird. Anyway, thanks, Alex.
All right, appreciate the call. We'll come back and take more calls. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. And remember to turn your radios off.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water. To say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's wide open phones. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go back to the calls. Heather in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to say that I admire your dedication to fighting this war. And, in the media, it's like everything that is platinum and everything that is big on music or movies always has to be changed to the media. And there's like a lot of music that are, and also movies that people are making to try to come out with this issue. Like one is, Immortal Technique is a hip hop artist and he's out, trying to get the word out. And, I just think it's really, really funny how the media just tries to like keep these people underground. I mean, everybody in America are social butterflies, you know.
And what do you mean by social butterflies?
Like they just they're like, oh, did you see Survivor? You know, who cares? I mean, I don't care about that. I'm into the issues, the real issues, and I don't understand why the majority. I mean, I'm young, you know, so I'm like only 20. So the people that are my age, I mean, they're not even, they don't even care. They don't even know what's going on. They don't even care about the election. And I think that's a big problem. I think if people would just research and not only look at what's in front of them and try to actually think for themselves, you know, it would be a better place here, you know?
It would be. But, I mean, it shows how sick the society is, how psychologically ill we are. There's been this mainstream media attack on the Passion of Christ, Mel Gibson's new movie that's coming out next week.
Whereas
at the very same time, every form of aberrant behavior is promoted in the media, and that's okay.
Right.
It shows how the Hollywood elite and the cultural elite are so far removed from the general public and how they're trying to push their agenda on us.
Right, and that's what I'm worried about. It's like The Running Man. You seen the movie The Running Man?
Yes, I have.
I mean, it's really scary because that movie was made a while ago, but now that I watch it, I'm like, you know, this could really happen. I mean, these reality shows, and everybody's so sick with these reality shows, and everybody's so absorbed by these social, like, oh, look what Janet Jackson did. Look at Michael Jackson. But then Bush is getting subpoenaed because he's not cooperating with giving files about the 9/11 report, you know, and also about his military record. But nobody cares about that.
Well,
you know?
A lot of people do care, but the media creates the illusion that people don't care. So then a lot of weak-minded people kind of pile onto that whole worldview. Thanks for the call, Heather. And there's wheels within wheels within wheels. The 9/11 Commission, two of the members on it have had to secretly testify because, according to the Washington Post, they were involved in 9/11 somehow. We've got one of the Democrat members who left the committee, who Bush gave the chairmanship of the Import-Export Bank, so a public payoff. We've got the head of the commission saying that they're not there to find guilt. They're just there to decide you know, what they can do in the war on terror, and so their suggestions so far have been for more government funding, more loss of liberty. So with the 9/11 Commission, they're just acting like they're in some type of fight with Bush. It's more Shakespearean theater. So I would hope that people would see through that. But getting back to the passion just briefly, I'm glad that I was wrong, because I said, you know, I bet. I didn't say I'm sure, but I said I would guess, I would place my bets on Diane Sawyer not using Mel Gibson's quote that, well, you know, I think when this movie comes out, I'm just going to go hide somewhere because of all the pressure. I think I'll pitch a tent next to weapons of mass destruction. I thought that wouldn't be in the piece. And then again, I taped it last night and didn't get that part taped, so I didn't even think it was in there. And then my wife called him and said, no, I watched it live. It was in there. So that's very encouraging. And it's very encouraging that Mr. Foxman of the ADL and others are having to back off their slander, their libel against Mel Gibson. Because, again, I've read the press releases where the ADL says there can no longer be any doubt Mel Gibson's an anti-Semite. This movie's anti-Semitic. This movie should be boycotted. And they thought that they could defeat this movie and that the general public would buy their lies. But now that Mel Gibson has tromped from one end of the country to the other, showing people this film, and it's had such a massive effect on Christians, on Jews, on Muslims, you name it, and people are saying, why is the ADL mad about this? They're having to back off. So Foxman's having to change his story midstream. And that's a good thing. But some of us, you know, are unable to defend ourselves against the ADL. I mean, I've, again, never said anything about you know, Jews or anything like that, and I've had the ADL attack me, and I'm sick of it. I mean, on the ADL website, they say Mr. Jones thinks the government carried out 9/11, and the headline is, you know, what are anti-Semites saying? And then down below it, they've got me mixed in with Bin Laden and all these other people, literally, on this big story they wrote right after 9/11, and it says Mr. Jones, a popular Texas talk show host, thinks the government carried out 9/11. I mean, I'm tired of this, and what they're doing is they're out there stifling free speech because it's a horrible thing to say about somebody that they're anti-Semitic. And so basically the ADL is a rental agency for the government. They just rent them, basically, to go demonize innocent people that aren't doing anything wrong. So you talk about defamation, that's what the ADL is all about. But I'm glad to see them having to back off here. And I don't want to spend all day on this. It's just, I've got all the FBI training manuals and news articles and law enforcement publications. We talked a lot about this yesterday, and they say, you know, talking about the Federal Reserve is code for anti-Semitism. Talking about the militarization of police is code for anti-Semitism. Talking about a new world order is code for anti-Semitism. And then, you know, I get on the air and talk about the New World Order, which the Supreme Court and the President and everybody else are announcing, and, you know, the Pope's calling for, and the average person driving along in their car goes, well, wait a minute, I heard that's code. Oh, no, it's not code. And making a movie about Jesus Christ isn't bad. Again, I mean, I don't have words to describe how crazy this is that the media acts like it's, ooh, this dangerous movie about Jesus. Ooh, what are we going to do? Oh, my goodness, this is so bad. And all the demonization we've seen over the last 6 months, now they're having to back off because it didn't work. It shows that when we get behind something good and don't turn tail and deny it, you know, like Thomas did, that in the end we're going to win, folks. Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. That was such a superbly funny line. Well, just to make sure, I've never found touche, Mel.
Hey, well, I wish I had that on tape because obviously I didn't record the whole show. I watched it and didn't see that. But I'm glad that I'm wrong because I predicted. I didn't make a prediction. I said she probably won't put that in there, but they did. Why do you think they did that?
Oh well, who knows? But also on a lighter note, one thing we must not accuse the enemies of Mel or the enemies of the gospel more broadly of is that of invincible ignorance. Because now finally after, 20, 50, 100, 1,000 years, they finally decoded the distinctives of the Roman Catholic, if not the Christian faith totally. It's just so funny. Nobody makes that observation.
Perhaps I'm a little bit dense, but I don't understand.
Well, it's as though they finally discovered the distinctives of the Christian faith, you know, now that they can finally criticize them properly. And it's notable that we're finally getting a little truth in advertising here because she built this panel of interfaith scholars. And notably, she didn't say a panel of scholars from different faiths. So, in other words, these are all basically apostates from their respective faiths.
Yeah, that's it. They're merging the religions into this new world religion that Kofi Annan called for on September 12th. He said, we must have a world religion, and the UN is calling for banning criticizing any one religion.
I noticed she didn't add to that panel any Orthodox scholars from any faith. That would be anathema to her purpose.
What did you think of Foxman? I mean, he's normally pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
He looked like a deer in the headlights.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think basically the reason he backed off is now, finally that the movie has come out, he better shut up, because he's going to lose even his milquetoast liberal Jewish supporters, because they'll see he's the full of it if he doesn't conveniently forget what he said just
a few months ago. That's it. It's easy for the FBI or the Southern Poverty Law Center or the ADL to demonize some little-known person and to persecute them and lie about them, but they went up against Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson went coast-to-coast, showed the film, and Jews, Gentiles, you name it, saw it and said, what is the big deal? Why are they saying this? Foxman has really blown his foot off.
Yeah, lastly, Mel acquitted himself superbly well. The only thing I heard him say that I had a quibble with was about we're all children of God, whereas the Bible teaches that we're either children of God or of our father, the devil. God bless, Alex.
All right, thanks for the call. Well, there's no telling what they edited, too. I mean, that thing was highly edited. A three-and-a-half-hour interview, and it turns into, I don't know, how many minutes of it, 15 minutes of it were Mel? Again, I was busy working last night, didn't get the whole thing recorded. I thought I did. I guess my wife got it recorded from a commercial point where it looked like the start of it. So I got to put my foot in my mouth, which is a good thing. You know, occasionally I do it. I get to announce it on air. But I'm just glad that they put that weapons of mass destruction comment in there. That's great. Because Mel Gibson's known as a conservative, and they're always trying to make it a left-right issue. Whereas you've got Ron Paul saying the Iraq war is a fraud, and a lot of other real conservatives that have real conservative voting records, but the neocon media only focuses on mindless liberals criticizing the war for the wrong reasons. Oh, the UN isn't the boss of the war, so we're against it. And again, that's all good cop, bad cop psychology. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
When talking about anti-Semitism, the intelligent thing to do is to define the word Semite. every dictionary defines Semite as an Arab. And Ralph Nader is an Arab from Lebanon on C-SPAN. He said it's time we start talking about, quote, the other anti-Semitism, unquote, of Israel attacking the Palestinians and Arab.
Well, there was a, again, a college professor out in California. All he said was, is that some of the Palestinians are being mistreated, and that's certainly happening. I mean, it's a race war going on over there. Both sides are killing each other, and the ADL is trying to get him fired right now. I mean, is this a free country or not?
No. Well, it never has been. Nader said a Jew is not a Semite when a Jew lives in Europe or America, since they don't speak a Semitic language every day. So a Christian who speaks a Semitic language is a Semite, like the ones in Iraq that were killed. So Diane Sawyer, if Diane Sawyer were a real journalist, which she's not, she would have opened a dictionary and asked Foxman why he uses a false definition of the word Semite.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, John. Look, my whole point is that, and I've read literally hundreds of articles about The Passion, that when Jews go see the movie, they go, what's the big deal? I mean, I think it's unfair to let the Simon Wiesenthal Center and the ADL represent Jews, because, you know, I have Jewish friends, and they can't stand the ADL. The ADL is a tool of the federal government to demonize people that stand up against the New World Order. They want to make it a racial issue. It's the same thing with the open borders. You've got all these old, rich, white men who want open borders to drive down the wages and to balkanize the country, and they finance the textbooks and the flyers down in Mexico for the last 30 years that say the Southwest belongs to Mexico. And they're trying to create the balkanization, whereas in major polls, the majority of Hispanics don't want an open border, and they know it's bad for the economy, and they know it's bad for America, but the media tries to say, oh, Hispanics want an open border. Again, trying to make it a racial issue. Then if you're against an open border, well, you must hate Hispanics, which isn't true. So, I mean, look, the globalists in Africa will play one African tribe off against another. The globalists will play Protestants off against Catholics, Catholics off against Protestants in Northern Ireland, while the British government goes around blowing stuff up to keep everybody at each other's throats for a pretext for military occupation in Northern Ireland by the British military. And we get into that in the book, Order Out of Chaos, that I published, that Paul Watson wrote. And you know, that's admitted. It's the same thing in Europe. They'll play one country off against another. They play different classes off against each other. This is balkanization, divide and conquer. It's real simple. And it's time that we stop allowing this to happen, and whether it's an evil black person or an evil Jew or an evil German running an institution, we need to be able to expose them and not have somebody come yelling, oh, you're against open borders, you're against Mexicans, you know, you're a racist, or oh, you don't like the ADL demonizing the Passion, so you must be anti-Semitic. We need to stop putting up with this. This is how they control us. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Ohio. Joe, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Great. Thank you. In yesterday's show, I just wanted to comment. There's a book out by Charles Van Wyck, and it's entitled Shooting Back, The Right and Duty of Self-Defense. And I'd like to read a scripture from this. It's a New International Version.
Well, for those that just joined us, there was an ABC News report where the big Presbyterian church up in Dallas, the First Presbyterian Church, we had the pastor Buchanan on, and I went over the Garden of Gethsemane quote out of Luke, where Christ said, sell your cloak and buy a sword. And he said, I've never heard of that. And then this whole debate got started, but go ahead.
Well, this book deals with the fact that this guy was sitting in a church in South Africa. It deals with the St. James Massacre in, I believe it was 1993. And nobody in the church had a gun when terrorists came in and just started blowing Christians away in the church. But the subtitle, The Right and Duty of Self-Defense, and he has a couple scriptures in here that I'd like to read. Well, two that I'd like to read, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
If a thief is caught breaking in and is struck so that he dies, the defender is not guilty of bloodshed. This is in Exodus 22:2. And one of my favorites, like a muddied spring or a polluted well, is a righteous man who gives way to the wicked. That's in Proverbs 25:26. You can apply
Look, it's
that
real home. Simple. It's real simple.
Yeah.
If you love your wife and children, you will defend them, and that's what a man is supposed to do. And these people that say that we shouldn't own guns, we shouldn't defend our families, well, they should move to New York or Chicago where the guns are banned and they have the highest crime rate in the country.
Well, I call them gunophobics. You know, they're afraid of gun because they don't
understand. Wait. They're gunophobics unless it's black ski mask police riding along in an armored vehicle ransacking somebody's home. They love it when Hitler or Stalin or Mao has guns. They don't like it when the citizens have guns. So these gunophobics are just phobic of citizens owning guns.
Right, and they'll use anything against us as a pretext.
Great points, Joe. Good to hear from you. Bill and others, you're up next. Now, wide open phones today. Any issue you want to discuss, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And, yeah, there's a lot of news coming up as well. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Joe in Ohio and Bill and Marlene, Dominique, Don, Victor, everybody, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Two GIs and U.S. civilian killed in Iraq. Roadside bombs kill two U.S. soldiers in Iraq. American civilian killed in ambush south of Baghdad. The deaths of troops, our troops, Iraqi forces that work for the globalists are accelerating. And the government wants to go into Syria and Iran and a bunch of other countries now. And for what? The PNAC documents written by Dick Cheney and others say it's about oil. And it's a real tragedy. So we can get your take on that as well. Also, out of the Star Bulletin, already told you about this, but here it is in another news report. Genealogists call Bush and Kerry kin. Big Isle researchers claim the president and his top opponent are distant cousins. Well, Reuters says they're third cousins, and at the same time, NPR says they're distant cousins. I don't know what the truth is, okay? I don't know. Perhaps we'll find out someday. I do know they're members of the same secret society. Same admitted occultic secret society, generational cult. Also, we'll get to Kerry would be the third richest man as president, third richest president in history. We'll get more into Bush's military records as his lies and new lies start contradicting each other. Also, the militarization of police, this from Business Wire, surplus army vehicles find new life in era of homeland security. That's right, armored vehicles and tanks on your streets. New scholarship created for whites only. This is from CNN. And the university, the group at the university, says they're doing this to point out the racism of affirmative action. Now, that's just some of what's coming up. Before I go back to your calls, I do want to remind the listeners that I've made 10 full-length feature documentary films. The newest film is Matrix of Evil Exposed, with Congressman Ron Paul getting into how globalists run Washington and solutions and who the neocons are. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, who's a Democrat, talking about 9/11 and the UN-run white slavery rings. Frank Morales on the police state. Colonel Craig Roberts on the New World Order. Myself helping throw out the Patriot Act here in Austin. It's a video full of solutions and full of taking action. It's over 2 hours long. All the films are $25.95 a piece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. And I would hope that everybody out there would stop procrastinating and would get the videos and make copies of them and get them out to opinion makers in your area. Because if we don't expose who the real terrorists are, that is the military-industrial complex, they're going to carry out more terror to further expand their global empire. But there's no room for freedom or liberty or family or your faith. So the toll-free number to get the films, they're $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more, is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. When good people stand up and take action, evil will falter. It will be defeated. But if we just sit here and say, there's nothing we can do, nobody cares, nobody's waking up, if we have that attitude, you can kiss your family, your freedom, America, the world, goodbye. We're going to enter a second dark age run by the New World Order. Second hour straight ahead, your calls and a ton of news. Infowars.com is the website.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.